economic restrictions on Russia. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The White House says the U.S., EU, and U.K. will remove selected Russian banks from SWIFT, the international banking system, and those restrictions will be imposed on the Russian central bank. Meanwhile, more explosions and gunfire reported in Ukraine. Fox's Benjamin Hall is in Lviv.
The fear really is that Putin might continue moving further west to cities like Lviv. And in fact, this city is now being ringed with defenses. The sandbags are coming out, the concrete barriers are coming out, because no one knows what he might do. It really is heart-wrenching to see. And you ask people how they feel about the U.S. and the Western response, and I have to say, they all wonder why they've been left to themselves to such a degree. Yes, they're grateful for the support they've been given. They're grateful for the defensive weapons. But they say, if you were so certain this was going to come, why not more support? Why take so long to drip out these sanctions?
And the NATO response force will be deployed for the first time in history, but not to Ukraine. Here at home, the fear is that gasoline prices may spiral even higher because of the conflict.
Oil prices hit an eight-year high this week, briefly topping $105 a barrel. Nationwide, the average cost of a gallon of gas is $3.59, up from $2.69 a year ago. Russia is a major oil producer, and there's fears of supply disruptions. Industry analysts believe gas prices could end up climbing to $4 a gallon in the U.S. And here in California, we've already hit that mark. I just spoke to a driver here in Los Angeles who was paying $5.36 a gallon to fill up this morning.
Fox's Christina Coleman in L.A. Delta Airlines has suspended its partnership with Russian national airline Aeroflot, effective immediately. The partnership allowed Delta and Aeroflot customers to book flights on the other airline to complete travel itineraries. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in Florida acquits a retired police SWAT commander of murder charges.
The six-person jury returning its verdict Friday night. Retired police captain Curtis Reeves had been charged with shooting and killing a fellow moviegoer during an argument over cell phone use. During closing arguments, his lawyer said Reeves reasonably believed his life was in danger. He also said Reeves' years in law enforcement and training on the use of deadly force justified the shooting. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A sailor accused of starting a fire on a Navy vessel will face a court-martial for arson.
Ryan Mays faces two counts in military court for the July 2020 fire aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. This blaze injured dozens of personnel aboard the amphibious assault ship as the fire burned for 5 days and sent smoke wafting over San Diego. It marked one of the worst non-combat warship disasters in recent memory. The vessel had to be scrapped. Navy prosecutors say Mays set the fire because he was disgruntled after dropping out of Navy SEAL training. His defense lawyers argue there was no physical evidence connecting him to the crime. John Saucier, Fox News.
With the beginning of Lent just days away, it's not just New Orleans that's getting into the carnival spirit.
Ahead of Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras celebrations are in full swing in Louisiana, and one Texas brewery is bringing all the fun more than 400 miles away. Neutral Ground Brewing in Fort Worth, Texas is pouring up a king cake-inspired beer. Co-owner Sean Dublay says it's their best seller.
It doesn't really fit into a neat style. It's kind of in between a Scotch ale and an English brown. It's got like 8 different grains in there. It's a really complicated recipe that my partner actually came up with. Actually, the Texas guy came up with the king cake flavor in the beer.
Complete with icing and sprinkles on the rim, this beer is bringing the Mardi Gras spirit to the Lone Star State year-round. In Fort Worth, Texas, Hunter Davis, Fox Weather.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.